Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. We're here live in the studio. And this show is brought to you to educate you, to teach you about injury subjects. We do it every week. We cover a different injury subject each week. And by the way, after we do the show, these shows turn into podcasts. The podcasts are put onto our website. You can listen to our the podcasts on our website at any time. They're free. You can download them. You can play them. And soon we're going to try to have a transcription of our shows. But right now you can listen to the shows. Just go to our website. Our website is championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. And you'll be able to listen to these shows. And by the way, our website is an information-loaded website. We put all this information on there for you. If you've been injured in a car accident, you can go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. There's a feature there called Meeting by Accident. Meeting by Accident. You click on Meeting by Accident, and it'll give you to the answers to the most commonly asked questions people ask when they're involved in a car accident. There's also a trucking portion. Trucking injuries are a completely different ballgame. Trucking accidents are a completely different animal. So you can go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, and you can be educated on trucking crashes, trucking injuries, what to do and what not to do. And by the way, a while back we cut a podcast and a show on, you know, what you need to know before you make the first call to the insurance adjuster. If there's any question you have, you can always call us, Bell and Pollock, at 303-795-5900, 795-5900. And if you want to learn more about any subject, just give us a call at 795-5900. Okay, today's subject is equine liability. When you deal with horses or other similar animals, we're just going to be talking about horses today, but the statute in Colorado covers other animals like llamas, and it covers different events. I think you're going to be surprised at the events that it covers, but the overall statutory scheme, Brad, is a statute passed in Colorado, and in legal talk, it was in derogation of the common law, which means, in English language, it's going to be construed strictly, and let's just talk about the general overall view of this equine horse liability.
Well, the overall view is what started out in the common law was that you, if you invited people on or had people coming in to ride your horses or to, and in Colorado, llamas are very popular to be around the llamas, and you invited them in to be around them or to ride them, and you were making money off them, you had liability for them. And, you know, then we start getting into the idea of getting waivers and releases and whether or not they were valid and whether or not they properly described the necessary dangers and persons knew what they were waiving and releasing. It became very difficult. So we have a statute now that addresses some of this, but I think it leaves as much unanswered as it leaves answered when we start looking at what the statute says and what it doesn't say. It tries to define some areas that's going to protect the vendor or the person who's providing the horses, the professional, but it also provides and requires certain warnings and requires and allows certain lawsuits under certain conditions.
Right. And, you know, the statute provides for what it covers, and it's kind of interesting. We're going to cover that in a minute. But it also says that the horse owner or the landowner, and maybe you provide a stable, maybe you provide riding in the summer, maybe you provide horseback rides in the mountains, maybe you just train horses. You need to know about the Equine Liability Act and what it applies to. But the overall scheme is the fact that this statute says that people cannot sue, people cannot claim injuries or damages for the inherent risks involved in, let's say, horseback riding. The inherent risk. Well, what are those inherent risks? We're going to cover those in just a minute. But the overall scheme is it takes away and protects the horse owner and protects the business owner from liability in certain situations. And if it's an inherent risk, then the statute says you cannot, some injured person cannot sue. There are certain rights the injured person does have, and we're going to try to cover those today as well. But you know, Brad, I think what is interesting is what this thing applies to. You know, there's certain activities defined in the statute about what it applies to, and I'm gonna let you go through these. But you know, the first one, it applies to fairs. And it applies to competitions. And let's educate the listeners on a little bit else what it applies to.
Well, it's pretty broad. It applies to, it also applies to llamas. So remember that. It applies to, as Gary said, fairs and competitions, performances, okay, parades, rodeos, trail rides, boarding, riding, inspecting, and evaluating equines.
Some of those are very interesting to me because the statute says this statute applies to performances. Well, performances can be read a lot of different ways. What is a performance? And in the world of horses, performance has a special meaning. But it doesn't say the special meaning applies. It just says that this statute is going to apply to performances. It also applies to competitions. And you would think, well, it really shouldn't apply to competitions, but it does. But the most interesting one to me, Brad, is the last one where it says evaluating. I mean, this statute applies to somebody that's evaluating. What does that mean? You're evaluating something to buy a horse? You're evaluating something just to ride the horse? You're evaluating something to participate in a competition? Evaluating equines is a very interesting language in the statute.
Well, it does make you wonder what they're talking about, and they've tried to be broad because obviously the statute is a way to try to protect people who are dealing with horses and llamas and people coming around these type animals. But remember, they're talking about the inherent risks. And the question is, does inherent risk include or does it allow negligence to be an inherent risk? Do we include and allow the people to be negligent as being what we waive or what we agree they can do that's going to result in harm to you? And should we be allowing that? When we talk about animals, we're always talking about the unpredictable nature of an animal.
Right.
And we have to understand there's unpredictable natures of animals, no matter how well trained they are, no matter how much a landowner or a person running this business tries to protect you against that, there's going to be unpredictable activities. But where the law and we as plaintiff's lawyers especially start having conflicts with situations when we start saying, are we legislating in the right for people to be negligent or to be careless, or not to do an appropriate action in standard to protect the public.
Right. So for years, we inherited our law from England. Years, we have the common law, which meant that if somebody was negligent, they're liable. If you're negligent driving your car, you're liable. If you're negligent with regard to certain activities, you're liable. If you're negligent driving your tractor, you're liable. If you're driving a truck and you're negligent, you're liable. So are you liable under the statute as a business owner, a horse owner? Are you liable for your own negligence? And the statute is silent on that point. It doesn't explain that point. It describes the inherent risk that you're not liable for if you're a business owner. And if you're a claimant, then you would not be able to recover. So we're going to cover those right now. But remember, this applies to boarding. It applies to riding horses. It applies to inspecting.
Assisting in medical treatment.
Yeah.
It applies to that. Assisting in medical treatment of the horse or of the animal. Driving or being a passenger upon a wagon, when you have those wagon trail rides and, everybody goes out around Halloween or around Thanksgiving and they want to go on a trail ride or they want to get on the wagon and they want to ride with the hay rides and stuff. That applies when people are downtown Denver and they're getting in those carriages. That applies.
Okay. Right. They involve horses. And, you sometimes think about horse liability only applies if you're riding the horse. That's not true. And Brad, you made a great point on pulling wagons or pulling rides with the horse-drawn carriages. That sort of thing, the law applies. But let's cover some of these inherent risks. Now, what we're going to cover here are the risks that are declared by the legislature to be inherent risks, and therefore the victim cannot recover for an inherent risk, and the landowner or the horse owner is not liable for the inherent risks. And so the first one is going to be the propensity of an animal to behave in certain ways. Okay, so you're not going to, if you're a horse owner, you're not going to be liable. If you're a victim, you're not going to be able to claim. If the horse jumped or behaved in a certain way, or you're on a horseback ride and a rattlesnake spooks the horse, if the horse, the propensity of the animal to behave in ways that may result in injuries, harm, or death. So that's an inherent risk, okay. The way the animal's going to work.
And it is, and you've got to watch what you mean by the inherent risk of how the animal acts, because one of the things that you expect the horse owner to do is you expect the horse owner to know about his horses. You expect the horse owner to know what the propensities of that particular horse are. So that one gets into a little bit of a fuzzy area, because what you're talking about is you're saying, well, as the owner, one of the things they're supposed to do is match the ability of the rider to the horse. And so they've got to ask the person, have you ridden before? What do you know? But sometimes they may be putting him on a horse that has a little bit more of an inherent risk than other horses, because some horses are mellow and you couldn't get them to jump or get upset over anything. And other horses are going to shy away from the first dandelion they see that's blowing the wrong way.
Right. Years ago, I remember to bring it home, I took my small daughter, 8 years old, horseback riding, and they tried to ask her what her ability was, and she hadn't ridden horses before. So they gave her a horse named Ferrari. And the horse was named Ferrari, but that wasn't the quality of the horse. The quality of the horse was he wouldn't hardly go at all. And so it's kind of a joke name, Ferrari. But that's one of the things you got to do is match the ability of the rider to the horse. But the propensity of the animal to behave in ways, I mean, maybe you got a fast rider. Maybe you got a fast horse. Maybe you got one that likes to gallop. Maybe you got one that likes to run. So that's going to be an inherent risk. There's an exception to that in a minute, but that's going to be an inherent risk. Well, the other one, Brad.
The unpredictability of the animal's reaction, such things as sound, sudden movement, unfamiliar objects, persons, or other animals. And that's kind of a long sentence, but we're talking about, the fact that you can have a horse, and anybody who's been around horses or llamas or livestock for very much understands you can have an animal that you think you know exactly how it's going to act. But let me tell you something. Sometimes it's just unpredictable.
Well, sometimes you may be riding next to a road, then a truck blows his horn, the horse reacts a certain way. Sudden sound, sudden movement. There might be a movement by another animal or unfamiliar objects. So that's an inherent risk. So the victim's not going to be able to recover. I mean, there's arguments and exceptions to this, but the victim's not going to be able to recover.
All you got to do is watch horse racing and watch sometimes how horses all of a sudden unpredictably will jump or do something. And you're going, what in the world would have that horse do that when it's raced 20, 30 times? And they thought they knew what the horse would do.
A good example, you might have had done 30 races and it was perfect, performed perfectly, and then all of a sudden move or sound. So that's an inherent risk. Under the statute, an inherent risk is not recoverable. You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Our law firm is located in Greenwood Village, conveniently located, easy access, free parking, easy parking. You can come in for a free initial consultation. Our telephone number is 303-795-5900. We are injury attorneys, 303-795-5900. We are Colorado's premier injury law firm, and we are your champions of the people.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting, or if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or a 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
When a driver chooses to violate a safety rule, everyone on the road is in danger. That means you, me, everyone. Driving and dangerous choices. Think about it. The only allowable choice is the safest choice. Otherwise, you and your family are put at risk, in harm's way. This is really what car crashes are all about. One driver makes a choice that violates a safety rule, everyone else is needlessly put in danger. In danger of injury, medical bills, surgery, lost jobs, quality of life changes, and future expenses. All it takes is one driver and one dangerous choice. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollock. We've been representing injured victims for over 25 years. We can help you put your life back together again. We'll fight the insurance company who defends those who injure you and your family, those who make dangerous choices. At Bell and Pollock, we are experienced injury attorneys who care about you and your family. Reach us at bellpollock.com or championsofthepeople.com or call us at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. One call, that's all.
Good
Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We're in Greenwood Village, conveniently located there. Easy access, free parking, free initial consultation if you've been injured. We'll go over your rights. You'll leave with a legal game plan. A legal game plan. You'll understand your rights. You'll understand what to do. You'll know what to do. Our telephone number, 303-795-5900, 795-5900. Put our experience to work for you. We've been doing this for over 25 years, and we've helped a lot of people put their lives back together again. Okay, today's subject, horse liability. Wow, it's summertime. Want to go horseback riding? The owners of these stables want to rent their horses, let you ride. It applies to boarding. It applies to fairs. It applies to competition. It says performances, parades. Okay, so we're discussing the inherent risk. And what does that mean? If how you were injured is classified as an inherent risk, you're not going to be able to recover. If it's not an inherent risk, you're going to be able to make a recovery. So we were covering the inherent risk and right before the break. And Brad, let's get some more of these inherent risks where it bars the victim from recovering.
Well, the third one is hazards such as surface and subsurface conditions. So we're talking about what the surface is. Obviously, we're talking about the land. We're talking about collisions with other animals or objects, which obviously was, once again, if you have a runaway horse, the question is going to be why it's runaway. But if not, if it's colliding with other animals or objects, it's probably that's an inherent risk. The potential of the participant to act in a negligent manner that may contribute to the injury to the participant or others. So now we're talking about the person. Okay, so we're talking about them, the person failing to maintain control over the animal, are not acting within his or her ability. So, you know, the person normally, when you go out to ride a horse, the person owning the horse, putting on the horse, says, what's your ability? How much you've been riding? Do you know how to control a horse? And then they're going to put you on a horse that you should be taken care of within your ability. If you get negligent as the rider, causing injury to yourself or others, then the owner is going to be off the hook.
Right. And so you need to pay attention to that. But let's just talk about that a minute. Certain hazards such as surface and subsurface conditions. So if you're riding a horse in the mountains, you're not going to be able to say that this, you know, there's a steep incline, steep decline. And so they're talking about surface conditions that are inherent risks that bar you from recovery. Inherent risks bar you from recovery.
And once again, that's something where at times you're going to want to talk to a lawyer immediately if you get hurt, because you go out to the mountains, you go to a mountain place and you go for a ride, and they take you down up or down a trail, and that trail that should be a trail that the owner or the guide already knows these animals can handle. Now, if the trail has been modified or changed as a result of normal conditions, such that he's got by surprise, maybe he should be stopping you. Maybe you shouldn't go up that trail. Or if the animal slips on that trail and you get hurt, it may or may not be something for which you can carry out an action. They say it's an inherent risk, but you've got to remember also that the owners, the people putting on these horses and giving you guided rides, have a responsibility and a duty to make sure that the trail they're taking you on is one that's navigable by the horses they're using or the animals.
Right. Good point. And then we're talking about surface or subsurface conditions. I mean, what if the horse comes onto some really soft sand, stumbles, and it was caused by the condition of the surface? So that's an inherent risk. On the face of it, obviously there's some exceptions to all of these, and you would need to speak to a lawyer. You can call us at any time, 303-795-5900, our website, championsofthepeople.com. Okay, Brad mentioned another inherent risk was collisions with other animals or objects. What if you're riding in a parade? What if you're riding, you're going horseback riding, and the horse gets spooked, runs into the stable, runs into the building, you hit the building, that's an object. So that's an inherent risk.
And this could also be with the downtown riding on carriages. You know, when you're downtown, okay, is there inherent risk that this horse might run into a car, or a car might run into it, or something might happen? That may be an exception. Because once again, now you're looking at the negligence and whether or not the negligence of what happened overrides these inherent risks, because that may not be inherent risk. So you've always got to look at it. So when you see these exceptions, when you're told these are the exceptions, I encourage you to understand them and know what you're dealing with before you get on the horse or before you get in the carriage or on the wagon. But also understand, don't just automatically say, oh, that's an exception, I don't have a case.
Right. And your lawyer should look at that. And that's why you need to speak to a lawyer, because even though it's looks like it might be an inherent risk. It looks like it might bar you from recovery. It may very well not. You may be able to recover. Our telephone number, 303-795-5900. We got a break coming up, but after the break, we're going to talk to you how the victims can recover, what is allowed under the statute for recovery. You're listening to the Bell and Pollack Legal Show, the only show of its kind. We are Colorado's premier injury law firm, and we are your champions of the people.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it? With all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting. Or, if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
When a driver chooses to violate a safety rule, everyone on the road is in danger. That means you, me, everyone. Driving and dangerous choices. Think about it. The only allowable choice is the safest choice. Otherwise, you and your family are put at risk, in harm's way. This is really what car crashes are all about. One driver makes a choice that violates a safety rule. Everyone else is needlessly put in danger. In danger of injury, medical bills, surgery, lost jobs, quality of life changes, and future expenses. All it takes is one driver and one dangerous choice. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollack. We've been representing injured victims for over 25 years. We can help you put your life back together again. We'll fight the insurance company who defends those who injure you and your family, those who make dangerous choices. At Bell and Pollack, we are experienced injury attorneys who care about you and your family. Reach us at bellpollack.com or championsofthepeople.com or call us at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. One call, that's all. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollack Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollack. Today we're talking about horse liability. We're talking about liability from the owner's standpoint, the owner of the horses, the owner of a boarding facility or a riding facility. We've covered that earlier in the statute. Now we're going to tell you how a victim can recover. Under the statute, there are certain things a victim can recover from.
The first one is going to be providing equipment or tack that the professional, the person who's dealing with you, knew or should have known was faulty. Okay, now I want you to remember that's not just, I think, not just providing the tack or equipment they knew or should have known was faulty, had a problem. Some of this gets worn, some of it breaks, sometimes the reins break, sometimes you're left without being able to guide the horse because you've got a problem. But it also is whether it's put in appropriately. You know, if the bit's not put in the horse's mouth right, the horse can avoid or can avoid the bit being able to control it because it knows how to get the bit into his teeth rather than against his mouth. If the saddle's not tightened enough, the saddle can move and shift, and it can cause a person to fall because it hasn't been properly put on the horse.
And if the stirrups aren't adjusted to the right height, especially height, but weight and height of the rider, then there's going to be a problem because you're not going to be able to stand up. You're not going to be able to ride the horse properly, and that's an area that the victim can recover from.
Right. Has the saddle been cinched? Is everything done right? When you're dealing with the wagons, when you're dealing with sleighs, when you're dealing with carriages, the same thing. Is the equipment is the equipment safe? Is it something that they should have known and hasn't been put together right? Same thing with these carriages. The carriages are safe. Then we move on to the next step is the failure of the provider of the horse or the animal to take prudent steps to determine the ability of the participant to conduct the activity based upon the participant's own representations. That's a lot of words for saying when they look at you and they say, how much experience you got? First of all, you got to tell them the truth. And second of all, if you're not, they should be taking a wary eye and seeing whether or not you know what you're doing.
Right. And that's matching the ability of the rider with the horse. But the statute basically implies that the horse owner can rely on the statements of the person. I have a lot of experience, and you're going to get a different kind of a situation probably than if you said, I've never ridden a horse before at all.
And if you go there and say, yeah, I've ridden a horse all the time, but you go to mount on the wrong side, that's when the person providing the horse needs to back off and go, maybe you don't have that experience because you don't even know which side to mount a horse from.
Right. And then another way that the victim can recover if there's injuries due to what's called a latent known condition, one that's not obvious, and there's no warnings. So you're riding in a stable, and you go on the trail, and the guide knows that there's a big hole, there's a dangerous condition, there's a bridge that doesn't hold up, won't hold up, there's a bridge that's too rickety, and the conditions of the land that doesn't appear to be dangerous but is dangerous, then the victim can recover for that as well.
That's exactly right. You've got to make sure that they've got to disclose all the potential hazards and dangers.
Right. And, you know, there has to be a warning. And there's an open area in the law of if there's no warning as to the dangers and risks, inherent risks of the equine activities that we've covered here, can you recover for the inherent risk? Does the inherent risk go away in the statute? Open question. Okay. You know, and it's very important because there's got to be a warning posted under Colorado law.
Not only posted, it's also got to be in their contracts. It's got to be posted. It's got to be in their contracts. If you get a waiver, if you get a release, it should be in there, but at least make sure it's in the contract. And that warning is specific. Colorado law, the revised statutes identify exactly what it should be. If you need it, we can always tell you what it is. All you got to do is contact us.
We know of one situation already where after an incident, after an injury, the owner then overnight posted a sign on the barn. Really? Really?
And that's why if you've been injured, it's important to contact us immediately. Contact us as soon as possible. Make out your report. If you're on vacation or doing something, maybe you finish it. But the first opportunity you get, contact a lawyer who knows what they're doing, because the first thing that lawyer should do is send somebody up to that facility to immediately take photos of the area to find out if those signs were there.
Right. And we're not going to be able to have time to discuss releases today, but we got a show coming up on releases. You're always ready. You're always required to sign a release. And so what's the legal effect of that? You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. We're glad to bring this show to you each week. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We're conveniently located in Greenwood Village. Telephone number is 303-795-5900, 795-5900, and our website, ChampionsOfThePeople.com. ChampionsOfThePeople.com. We are Colorado's premier injury law firm, and we are your champions of the people.